Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Jerzy Gregorek. He is a world weightlifting champion. He is the founder and head coach of the UCLA weightlifting team and the author of a co-author of The Healthy Body. It's a simple science of nutrition, exercise, and relaxation. So, Jerzy, I was going to ask you, you talk about in your book about how we can regain youthfulness with the right kind of exercise. What are those exercises and what do we need to do?
Well, you know, when you think about youthfulness, you really need to think about a lot of things. And the first is, you know, flexibility. We need flexibility and we lose flexibility when we age. So that's clear. So we cannot be involved in any type of exercises that would limit that flexibility. And that would be an endurance type of exercises like long distance running, because that makes us inflexible. And so the sprinter would be the one that is most flexible. So we need a routine, exercise routine that makes us flexible. Then we need the routine, the same routine, yes, that would make us stronger. So we would need to do the routine and becoming stronger as we do the routine as well as flexible. So then the third thing is that we also need the muscle, because we lose muscle as we age. So atrophy is aging. So that same exercise routine would need to grow the muscle. And you know that, you know, if we are involved in endurance exercise system, the muscle is the fuel for, you know, doing endurance. So we cannot do endurance and grow muscle. So the program has to be interval strength system program. Then, of course, we need a posture, because once we break the posture, then we simply can have a lot of arthritis, development of arthritism, and then inflammation between the bones and too much pressure. So the perfect posture would be as well as to be included in the system. So when we created the Happy Body, we actually created that routine that people would do on a daily basis. And that routine would cover all these points: flexibility, strength, growth of muscle, and perfect posture.
How long does it take for somebody, like, how long would it take for somebody to really do these exercises every day?
So it's about 30 minutes. It's set up for 30 minutes. And at the beginning, when people learn the program, it takes 40 minutes, 50 minutes on a daily basis. And that becomes 30 minutes after a while.
And how long is it before, you know, if people are following your program, how long is it before they really notice a difference in how they're feeling?
Well, it's personal, of course, but it can be very fast. You can be dramatically flexible. You can lose, let's say, inflammation within 2-3 days. Some people lose 7 pounds or 10 pounds because they simply are extremely allergic to certain food and they don't eat this food. So they can drop 7-10 pounds. And the strength system is very slow, so people don't get, you know, stronger quickly. But, you know, the muscle growth can be quick. You know, some people are just have little muscle, and that little muscle is almost like starving for growth. And as soon as you deliver the interval strength system, then this muscle responds very fast. So at the beginning, people can have dramatic changes for better.
You say that in your book, you talk about one of the best ways to get strong is to start lifting weights. Are we talking about going to the gym and lifting weights, you know, the big weights that we see some of these guys that I'm sure you're very familiar with as being a world weightlifting champion at one point? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, you know, the Happy Body is a program, self-coaching program. So it also is based on dumbbells. So it can be done in any, you know, place. You can have dumbbells under your bed and do the program there. It's also, it is created to achieve the standards of strength that is based on the world champion that is 80 years old. But 80 years old is the one that would lift the body weight above his head, you know. A 20-year-old today can do that. So, but 20-year-old, a good one, 20-year-old, of course. So the Happy Body standard is based on 80-year-old weightlifter. And so, of course, the lifts that they are skillful were transform and transition to the lifts that they are static. So the Happy Body is not very difficult to start, and there is no skills, and everything is static, and it's easy to do.
What is the relationship, or what was the relationship when you were, when you were one of the weightlifting champions, with steroid use in weightlifters?
Well, you know, that is just depends of the country, and it's very individual. Some countries are trying to do a lot of steroids, but and others are not. And you know, of course, medicine is involved, and you know, catching and doing is happening. You know, there was the Olympics about 8 years ago when the Bulgarian team. The whole Bulgarian team was sent home. So, steroids is not legal. And in America, is when I think it's at the IWF set up the standard when you are caught on taking steroids. It's the life, you know, you have the life. So it means you cannot lift anymore. And you cannot compete in Olympic weightlifting. So when it comes to even coffee, if you are caught on coffee, like coffee level cannot be more than 6 cups of coffee. So if you have more, you're banned for 2 years. If you caught again, it's life. So it's the testing and the rules are very strict in weightlifting. So you really don't want to take anything. If you take and you're caught, you're done. So. Mm.
How important is nutrition and relaxation in terms of keeping our bodies healthy?
Extremely important, because you know you want nutritious food and you want recovery. So recovery is when you stress the muscle, and the muscle wants to repair itself and gain a little bit more for the next day or for, you know, next 3-5 days. So it's important to have the parasympathetic nervous system in action, and not sympathetic nervous system. So you need to relax as much as possible. So you should take like jacuzzi and hot baths and cold baths and naps and as much as meditation and as much as relaxation as possible when you are an athlete. So you should really shuffle through the day like Olympic weightlifters are. And when you lift, you are extremely aggressive like a tiger, you know. Mm.
So what are the studies showing in terms of relaxation? How much of a difference does it make for athletes?
Well, you know, the relaxation is part of Olympic weightlifting in the way that the training is only about 40 minutes and 1 hour, but the relaxation is about 2 hours. So the recovery involves massage, involves, like I said, hot baths, cold baths, and you know, the meditation, and you know, it's a complicated system, but it's very important, because restoring recovery of the body and the speed of it really depends on the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's very important to calm down, and because when we are calm down, the body restores itself. So you definitely don't want to come out of the gym and be you know, aggressive, and it's important to actually cut it down to really be calm and pleasant and nice, because then the system inside restores itself, you know. So it's very clear when we want to attack something, our digesting system, the healing system stops, and then we are in action, we attack. But then after that, the body wants to restore itself, so all this digesting system has to start, and then the restoring and healing has to start as well. So to transition to that as quickly as possible, that would be the wisdom of an athlete.
Hmm. So if I'm getting this correct, what I hear you saying is that people, if they want to grow muscles, need to do a few things. One of them is stretching, obviously, that you're talking about. The other thing is to get strong, to work with resistance, and to do it with some speed. But the other part is to make sure you're eating for recovery and to make sure that you're relaxing for recovery. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And then one more thing, that you cannot really do too much resistance. If you start doing certain things that take more than about 1-2 minutes, that you are already in endurance, and your muscle becomes fuel, and you are losing the muscle. So you have to have the interval strength training to grow the muscle. You have to act and stop, and act and stop, like a sprinter, let's say, running for 5 seconds and resting for 2 minutes, and that's how the sprinter is. And that sprinter builds, you know, the training like that builds the fastest man on this planet. So you think about it, the sprinter will train in 1 hour, maybe 2 minutes only, and everything else is rest.
What do you say to in athletes that are running or cycling, those kind of athletes?
Yeah. It's their sport, so, you know, they do it for their sport, yeah. And they, if they are wise, they would be involved in concurrent training. It means they will have to go to the gym and rebuild their muscles. And then, well, that's the way of, you know, living. So they love it, what they do, and they want to win medals and Olympics, and I understand that. When it comes to the general public, and that would not be advisable to do that. It's just simply not good for us to running marathons or you know, doing endurance that is about 30 minutes, 1 hour, because we are losing flexibility, we are losing strength, we are losing the muscle.
Jersey, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
The book, again, is called The Happy Body, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair, producers and producers across the country, for making this show available to you. And thank you for listening. Have a great, healthy week.